Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Let's talk about important housewives. Okay.
Important slash iconic?
Define important, like meaning will go down in housewives history. Doesn't mean would be the best at the all-star trip or your favorite, but will go down in, it's kind of a cousin of my Rushmore or no?
I think important iconic is good.
Okay. Yeah, because it's like you don't want to have like a drink with the person necessarily or ever see them back on television even, but they right. were important.
Yes.
Okay, so the 10 most important, go.
Okay, but can we just put you on like number 11 so that we don't, like Bethany needs a part of this, but we want all vote. So we're going to put you automatically in. You're the honorary doctorate of the top 10.
So then we're doing 9.
Okay, we'll do 9.
We'll do nine. Number one, Bethany.
Okay. Yeah, Bethany's on there. Okay.
Oh, I get to be number
for
one?
For all the reasons. Yeah, yes, you're number yeah. one.
Yes.
But would you say that if I wasn't in the room?
Yes.
Yes.
I think I actually genuinely think I would.
I would too.
I don't know if I would put you, see, there's two categories to me too, there where there's like, there's you, but then I would also say, I hate admitting this, Ramona. She is so insane.
She's iconic.
That
yeah,
she's iconic.
She's imprinted in the fabric. Yeah, I understand. Okay, so.
But like what you have changed in the housewife zeitgeist and what you have built with the Bethany Claus, with your businesses, with your charity work, like you're very important. You're number one important, but you're not quite crazy enough.
Also, and your confessionals achieved something that I don't know if I can name another housewife, where you always know the temperature in the room, but you always have something very, very funny to say. The commentary is like no one else's because you're smart, but you're also not afraid to speak your mind. So I think you have the best confessionals, maybe of all housewives ever.
Wow. It's because I never was fed any lines. They have prepared things and they just tell people what to say.
Yeah. And you can kind of tell when people are doing it.
Yeah. You know, when there's a big line and they're excited, they've just landed it. I've never done that. Okay. So that's the interview. That's a separate box. So now are we doing in order of importance or you're trying to just get some people on the board and then we'll shuffle later?
Let's get them on the board.
Okay. So next, well, you all did me. So we're going to go in circles about
Ramona.
Okay. So Ramona is definitely, we all agree she should be on top 10 of all time.
Yeah. Jack doesn't know many housewives, so you can fill in what you need, Jack. We'll help you.
I know. I'm biased, but I do think Vicky was like an OG, wasn't she?
Yes. And I think she's an iconic housewife.
I think so.
And wackadoodle. So,
okay.
Yeah. No, you're like Vicky.
Nene?
Yes.
Nene was going to be on my list.
Undeniable.
I think Nene was someone that before you knew what housewives even were, you knew who Nene was.
Yeah. I agree.
You know, she really took over pop culture in a way that so many people wish they could, but as a reality TV star, not even as like a star proper, because she was a housewife when it was still like, oh, reality stars. Now Variety is having their women, top women in reality lunch, like you're going to the Oscars. Yes. At the time, it was still like, oh, you're the shit meat of Hollywood, the reality stars, ooh, gross. And like over here is Jennifer Lawrence, who we actually love, you know?
Yeah, but the Variety thing, they're still putting him in a separate shit bucket. They're not putting them in the regular power world. They're still in that side waste bucket so they can get the advertising and the clickbait, but they won't.
And probably more clicks.
They're not going to tarnish, you know, Kristen Wiig with Tamara Barnes. You know what I mean? Like, or Tamara Judge. That's so they're still in like a separate bucket. When you get out of that bucket and you get into the mainstream, when you can be on a list with J-Lo for something or that, then you've, you know what I mean? So yes, though, but there was not even a separate shit bucket back then. So to your point, now there's a separate bucket. Yeah. Okay. Teresa, how could Teresa not be on there as iconic and important?
You know, I agree, but I think she stayed too long.
That's a great point because
she didn't go out with a bang.
The shark.
That's a money thing, and that's what happens. People who want to stay, they can't leave the fame. They can't leave the money. And there was a big, powerful man in Hollywood who told me years ago when I called him for four seasons into my second stint, and I said, I don't want to be here. Am I supposed to be like, shouldn't I be leaving this? Don't I want to go? And he was like, because it was so much money I was making. And he said, there's going to be a time when people are like, why is she still hanging out with those people? Why is she still there doing this?
Yep.
So you're saying that about Teresa. Not that she's better than anyone, but that like at least Nene went out like being Nene.
Yes. I feel like if Sonia had left the season before her last season, I think it would have been better.
Fresher.
For her. Because I think... Yeah, she was so charming and eccentric and all these things. But then it like got into this like sad, same old thing again. No evolution of a person. I didn't want to keep seeing it, even though she's on the list.
No,
for
the
me.
Townhouse, the bidet. You don't. I know what you're saying. And it's a hash and a rehash. You come in like a beautiful piece of like white meat chicken. And then you're like ground up and made into meatballs and like then made into like chicken bolognese. And you're like, you wanted to leave a little on the table. People never know when to leave the party. So we're putting Teresa on the side box because I think I'm going to make a rule that we all have to unanimously agree that someone has to be on the top 10 important.
Okay. I agree with Teresa. I mean,
I agree
iconic.
With Teresa. No, she is iconic and she is important. I just agree. Like I'm Teresa'd out. Like we've been through so much with Teresa and now it's like, I think this week she was on the stairs in New York, like launching a family Shein collection. And I was like, it's like, I've been to jail with you. I've been to your book launch. Like I've just been to too many things to, I don't know. It's just.
So you don't find her important or iconic?
No, I find her both, but like, I'd rather not talk. Like I'm bored of her,
I'm
done with her, but she needs to be on the list. She deserves a place on the list.
So we'll put her on for now. I think she should be on. So who else needs to be on? We're talking top iconic of all.
Well, Heather Dubrow has to be on because of just, well, oh no, no one agrees. Okay.
No, I'm not. I mean, I like Heather personally. I wouldn't put her on this list. Just me personally.
She's a little too normal. Like she's a little too,
controlled. Maybe.
Yes. 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 That's a good word.
I just think the opulence of it all is fascinating. And like, there's something iconic about like the fucking wall in the house being like, oh my God, this each one of these birds was crafted for the gate of each one of my children. Like there's something so like no one else in Housewives is like being that ridiculous with their artwork.
I don't know. I'm not, that to me isn't the person themselves. Nene could walk in there and have a cardboard box around her and entertain. And so that's what I think it's about.
Interesting.
Doesn't
okay.
need the bells and whistles.
I think Candace
Dillard.
Of all, I'm trying to think because of all of Potomac cast, to me, she's the most polarizing. the most hated and the most beloved. Like, I think that she creates enough of a conversation and enough moments. Similarly to, I don't even know how long she was on Atlanta, but Kim Zolciak.
Like, I was just going to say.
Oh, Kim.
I was just saying that she was, it was in my brain. It was coming to my tongue when you stopped. I found her to be an iconic housewife. Kim Zolciak is,
beyond.
Like, you can't keep your eyes off of her, I think.
No. Party to the fucking party,
yes,
you know?
I'm putting her on. You can't, like, how can you put, respectfully to Heather, who I like, you can't put Heather on this list when Kim right. Zolciak made it on.
No,
like, you can't.
You're right.
And frankly, I'm struggling in my mind with Erika Jayne because—
I was just going to say that, Bethany.
Struggling.
I'm struggling because, as I said to Michael Rappaport when I was doing my Rushmore— The bells and whistles and the frosting has always been there, but the meat at the core, I don't think has been there. So I can't, and I would even put Jill Zarin as an iconic, important housewife. Ooh, okay. Crickets. Is Kenya or Portia or Candy on this list?
Oh,
Candy.
Is she?
No, Candy's too normal. I don't think
so either. Candy plays it too safe. Is what you're saying.
Yes.
Nene never played it safe. Teresa never played it safe. Vicky never played it safe.
You're right.
I think throwing it all out there and not being afraid of being disliked is very important because some people craft who they want you to see. They've learned how to play this game so well from being there so long. So I don't know that that is it.
Yeah.
I need to go back to Erica for a second. I don't know. I think she's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think she's pretty iconic. I kind of see her... Yeah. Being there.
She, Bethany, transcended being a housewife in a completely different way than you, not from a business sense, but in the showgirl sense.
I agree.
You know, where like she wasn't making a tequila or a booze or a product, but the product was Erica. And I just keep watching her thinking like she's a lot like me, where she's so delusional about her own talent and importance that like, I keep thinking she's going to wake up in one of these bars in West Hollywood and be like, why am I in a rhinestone unitard? I'm not Madonna, but like she really believes she is. And now she's got a Vegas show and like, that's amazing for her. And she's obviously people want to see her and she's doing great, but it's like, it is so delusional. There is something iconic about the delusion of that.
You can't take your eyes off of her. Okay.
Yeah. But I think it's tired. I think it's already because she's still,
it was a one trick pony. You think?
Yes. It's a one trick pony. She's a one note.
That's fair.
I think Lisa Vanderpump is, I think she's the perfect package of, her life is ridiculous. That house is ridiculous. The dogs and Ken and then the businesses and just how manipulative and calculating she was for so long. And we almost didn't catch
it. Yeah. And that's, she checks the Heather Lavish llama box. So
that's
right.
True.
So we are, Erica's on a hold. She's on the right.
Okay.
But she had an indelible impact on the way people dressed and took the glam game to another level. So if that's what the show is today, then that's important. That was never important to me because I always cared about the meat of the matter. Like, what's the entertainment? What are we really talking about? How are we being real? How are we connecting? I don't care about what we look like.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, there was an era where that all changed and she was part of that era where it changed. So I think we have to put her to the side for a moment. After a long day, I cannot wait to get into my soft, cozy earth pajamas and my bamboo bed sheets. It literally feels like heaven. Cozy Earth offers bedding products that will transform your sleep. Sleep is my life. Like the way you feel in a bed, think about when you've slept in the wrong sheets, the wrong bedding, the way you feel, the temperature, the softness, the crispiness. Like it's like Goldilocks. It has to be right. Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating, and better yet, all products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself and your loved ones to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your sleep care and sleep health because you deserve it. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use promo code Bethany for an exclusive 35% off. The luxury she deserves. Cozy Earth.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
We have to discuss the Candy, the Portia, the Kyle. We have to discuss all of these other characters.
Kyle.
I think Portia. Mm-hmm. I think Portia has really left it all on the floor every season. And she really has been very authentic to who she is.
And she's had a major arc.
Yeah. Yeah. The evolution.
And also, there's just something about her. Like, even when I was at BravoCon, she does have a regalness. There's a royalty about her where it's like pure star power.
She should be living in Dubai with like a bunch of dogs surrounding her. You
believe know what
it.
I mean?
More than like, even Erica in that way.
Yes.
Right. Like overdressed, over fabulous is the conviction of it all. Like, I don't know. There's something about her. Yeah, I agree.
All right. So she's landed on the list.
Who's on our list? How many we have?
We only have, Erica's in a holding pattern. We only have two left, but we could switch things out. We haven't discussed anyone from Miami, which I am fine with. I don't see anybody there that's like iconic to me.
Yeah, I haven't watched in a couple seasons. I hear it's a really good city right now, but I haven't watched.
And I like
when I did watch,
it.
I was sort of like, not too into it.
And same with Dubai. I like Dubai too, but there's not an iconic. I mean, not in the way that not they don't compare with others. They're not in the same pool.
We need more OC, I think. Like Tamra?
Oh, yeah.
Do we think Tamra or?
I always swap her and Vicky out because of the same like woohoo mentality party.
No, Vicky takes Tamra's spot.
Yeah, that's Vicky what I thought on the Tamra Rushmore spot. Too for the most part. Yeah.
What other, like, I mean, Luann?
What about Lisa Rinna?
I don't know. She was a good housewife, but she's not. I don't think that she's like the most iconic, important of being honest. Okay. I like her. This doesn't mean like Denise Richards. I like a lot.
Oh,
doesn't
right.
mean she like goes down in history as an important housewife. And then doesn't Kyle have to be on this list or no? Be honest.
Kyle Richards?
Yeah.
No. Dorinda.
You no? think for important,
well,
iconic?
More so, I think Luann. If we talk about the evolution of a human and someone, I mean, she went from the freaking countess to the DUI to the like getting in a fight outside of a hotel room because she was obsessed with another, like with a guy. She got really messy.
She's kind of iconic, like in a Ramona way, but a cousin of Ramona in a different way. And she still, you know, believes her own myth. And it doesn't mean that, like I said, we're going to be best friends. But like, I think you're giving Luann Kyle's spot. And
yes.
Okay, so Luann gets that. So now I guess I'll read them after, but I guess you're deciding if Erica stays in her spot, if you give it to Kyle, if you give it to somebody else, you give it to Candy, you give it to Kenya.
You know, Bethany, I have to tell you something. I think I agree with Teresa. I think we have to move Teresa from the maybe on. And the reason is she was the first housewife to do like a real jail time fraudulent thing.
Teresa should be on.
She's on.
Teresa's been on. She hasn't been erased yet.
Okay.
I'll let you play your little games.
Okay.
she's on. Yeah, she's on. Okay. Just it'll go in circles. You're going to come back here. Okay, but so now we've got one box that it's – did Erica make the cut? And is it Erica? Is it Kyle? It's not Melissa Gorga. Like, no. It's not anybody on
– Who threw the leg? Who threw the leg? This before my time.
Aviva. Oh,
it was just a great iconic scene, but not an iconic housewife. Okay.
Yeah, I think. Let me think, that would be fair.
Yeah.
Is there any, we're not going to put Jenna Lyons on.
No. I mean,
not an iconic housewife.
I don't think so. I love her, but I don't think she's a great housewife.
And you haven't been around long enough, to be honest with you. We don't know after one season.
No, like you can't even put Kathy Hilton on. I would say.
Did Dorinda be on?
It's up to you. Dorinda's amazing and I love her. I don't know if she's as important and iconic as Erica.
Erica has to go on.
She's like a shining ornament at the top of the in the middle of this tree, because the whole show is about glam and pretense, and she was the arc for where that really took it to 2023.
Yeah.
Where I just would have been like in the Denise Richards school of like glam, like the two of us sitting there in jeans and t-shirts being like, we wear makeup when we're paid.
Yeah.
We don't want to do it here, you know?
Right.
So, and Dorit didn't make it on, but I don't think she can or should. She's got her own place in history, but not.
Yeah.
Like Dorit and Dorit and Tamara and Dorinda and Sonia deserve like very honorable mention.
Yeah. Yeah. Very much.
They're nominees, but they didn't win.
Right. And we're feeling good about Kim Zolciak.
Very good.
100%.
And Kenya should be in that nominees, but didn't win too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yep. I can't wait to see what the Lady Gang community and what your Bethany community thinks about this conversation.
You can print it. I'll print it.
I can't wait to see how many people hate us.
Let me review. It's Bethany, Ramona, Vicky, Nene, Kim Zolciak, Erica, Lisa Vanderpump, Luann, Portia, Teresa. Notably absent is, to me, Kyle, Dorinda, were the ones we just said. Tamara, there's... Mm-hmm. Kyle's an excellent housewife.
Yes.
But she might not be what your version of, if we're being totally honest, like important or iconic, but it takes a lot to be the Susan Lucci of the housewives and stay the whole time.
It's a special award.
It's a special award.
I think
award.
Sonia also deserves a nomination. I think she's beloved.
Yeah, she was an original season, and sometimes people get penalized and she hates that she wasn't first season.
Yeah.
But
she made good moments.
And you can't penalize someone for that. She made amazing moments. But
wait,
Kyle's never left since the day she got there.
Bethany, can we make like a Susan Lucci Lifetime Achievement Award for Kyle Richards? Yeah. Can that like be a special thing that we give out?
Yes. The Susan Lucci Award goes to Kyle Richards. She's been on the longest from the beginning, never missed an episode.
High quality work. Always quality work.
And we'll be there to the end of time.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Amazing. Okay. Great. I think we did a lot of good work here today, guys. Did we do important work? We did important
and iconic work.
The Lord's work, some may say.
Yeah, I have to give an honorable mention to Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's that cousin of the, you know, it's that Dorinda, like Kenya's put her back into it to like, oh, what about, we didn't talk about Phaedra, but that's again, it's another honorable mention. It's not an important, iconic, like, on the tombstone of housewives, you're not going to see certain people's names, but you will see Nene, myself, yep. Teresa, and Vicky, which is my Rushmore. We will be on the tombstone of housewives.
That is perfect. Yeah. It's true. It's true.
Honestly, if you sold merch that had that as
Mount Rushmore
and like you just sold it and it was the four of your faces on Mount Rushmore, I would wear it.
Me too.
And you know who thought of the Rushmore? It was not, Michael Rapaport copied me in asking it to me. Like he asked me back my own question on when he was subbing in for Wendy Williams. Paul, my fiance, came up with Rushmore.
Love it.
And he's copied it. I'm sure he copies a lot of things. Like he recently said about Nene, like we came up together, which is exactly what I said about me and Andy on Instagram. We came, just funny. He'll like copy certain language. But the Mount Rushmore came from Paul, my fiance.
Well, then you definitely need to do the merch.
Yep.
You got to.
We need to do the merch, the Rushmore.
And I know someone can help you design it. Jack Vanek. She's right here.
Oh, all right. Let's do it.
Got you, girl.
She'll be amazing.
Oh, my God.
Let's do it.
Done.
Hell yeah.
All right. We did it. We laughed and we cried.
We love you, Bethany. So much.
I know. Thank you.
And you need to come back on Lady Gang very soon.
Come on Lady Gang.
In the new year.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.